so good.
He's so good.
Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounce.
I don't thank you for inviting me home this beautiful Sunday morning. Today the Lord has made. The Bible said we could and we should rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm so glad that you have tuned me in this morning, and I hope that we can worship together for the next few moments, okay? Let's get into a beautiful song here. This one kind of moves right on along.
Well, I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day. I'm walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus all along the way. Well, my soul gets so happy that I shout and I sing night and day. I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day. And my ups and downs, my sorrow and frowns have passed my way. But I paid no attention, dropped all my contention, had no time to stay. Problems only weighed me down and caused my sunny skies to turn gray. But I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day. I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day. I'm walking with Jesus, walking with Jesus all along the way. Well, my soul gets so happy, I shout and I sing night and day. I'm on my way to heaven and my journey getting sweeter every day. It was good enough to save me and wash all my old sins away. Now he leads me, he guides me, protects me and hides me, keeps me each day. I know that he loves me, for he entered in my heart into to stay. Now I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day. Well, I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day. I'm walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus all along the way. My soul gets so happy that I shout and I sing night and day. Said I'm on my way to heaven and my journey getting sweeter every day. Well, I'm on my way to heaven and my journey getting sweeter every day. I'm walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus all along the way. My soul gets so happy that I shout and I sing night and day. Said I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day.
Sure, I'm on my way to heaven and my journey is getting sweeter every day. Heaven is my final destination. I'm so glad that I purchased a ticket a long time ago, and it was written in the blood of Jesus Christ. And without the shedding of his blood, there would be no remission for my sin. But thank God I am out of the sin business. Well, let's go now and listen to this song.
Touched a blind man's eyes that day at Galilee's street. And I watched him as he healed a crippled man or twisted broken feet. And he loved the little children. I could see them as they sat up on his knee. Oh, man so wonderful to me. Mama, see the man, it looks like to me he's crying. Mama, see the man, in a few more minutes he'll be dying. He's the one who fed us as we walked along the shores of Galilee. He's such a good man, it's all so confusing me. He's the one who walked upon the sea, I was watching from the shores. And I heard him tell this lady, leave this place, go and sin no more. And all I ever knew of him was doing good for people just like me. I just don't understand it. In the distance, three tall crosses I can see. Mama, see the man, it looks like to me. Mama, see the man, in a few more minutes he'll be dying. He's the one who fed us as we walk along the shores of Galilee. He's such a good man, he's all so confusing to me. Mama, see the man, it looks like to me he's crying. Mama, see the man, in a few more minutes he'll be dying. Mama, see the man.
Mama, see the man. Claude Hopper gave me rights to do that song. I know that you know the Hopper brothers and Connie, and Claude Hopper, he wrote that little song and sung it, and he gave me rights to do it, and I love that little song, Mama, See the Man. Let's go now and let Martha do this song for us. I think Martha does a wonderful job on this song right here, and it says, the only real peace I have, dear Lord, is in you. And she's at peace now. She's met the Master, and everything is well with her soul. I hope that everything is well with your soul, and I am praying for your loved ones and praying for you. So let's go now and listen as Martha sings, the only real peace I have, dear Lord, is in you.
And the only real peace that I have. Sometimes I wonder if dreams I was dreaming at all. But my disappointments can keep me blinded and blue. And when I am reminded the sweet peace I have, Lord, in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. With all my frustration, I need you, and I know I do.
Yes, sir, Martha does a great job on that song. You hear my dog barking in the background. I'm sorry for that, but he's got something down there he's barking at, so I was just going to overlook that. But let's go right now and do a sermon for you, and I hope you enjoy this sermon.
I'm reading today from Acts chapter 24, verse 25. And as he reasoned of righteousness, on of temperance, and of judgment to come, Felix trembles and answers, "Go thy way for this time, and when I have a more convenient season, I will call for thee." We want to guide your thought of attention this morning to the three areas in which Paul directed the message to Felix. First of all, it was righteousness, then temperance, and then judgment to come. You see, Felix talked about the concerning of the faith of Christ. There had to be a longing, there had to be a desire to even hear about the story. You see, the story of Christ has always intrigued the hearts of men. A man said to me just the other day, he said, "Well, preacher, what if it isn't so?" I said, "Well, sir, what if it is so?" You see, because God is the person that challenges the mind. God is the person that says in Isaiah, "Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." Man cannot understand his lost condition. Man cannot understand why he has to repent. It's very obvious because we sometimes think that there's nothing to repent about. You see, we come into this world not knowing all of the tragedies and all of the situations that we will face. We run into a lot of problems. We run into a lot of situations. We grow up to find out that sin is the cause of every problem. And Felix could not understand this. Felix needed someone to show him the way that he was living. And Paul reasoned about the situation. I like God's reasoning. I like it because God reasons. In other words, God lets us look at both sides of the issue. No, we're not lost because we sin. We sin because we are lost. We are creatures of sin. We are creatures of habits and creatures of things that God is not pleased with. God doesn't put us here as a robot. He doesn't say you can be saved or you can be lost. He does not place the destiny within his own hands. He doesn't make you like a robot, push your button and you do the things that he programs you to do. He makes you a free moral agent. He gives you a will. He gives you a right. And he gives you a mind of understanding. He gives you a great gift, which is called the gift of choice. You see, that choice gives you the right to say yes to God or to no to God. But once the choice has been made, then the decision has been made also. Now you stand in judgment toward God. You see, Paul begins to reason with Felix about the righteousness. The Bible said, unless our righteousness exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees, Jesus said, they would no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. And so he talked to him about concerning the faith in Christ. We must be in Christ, and Christ must be in us. But men have their own way today. But God's day is coming. We may think that we're right. The Bible said there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. The Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So men have their own way today. It's true, sir, ma'am, that we can live any way we want to. We can do anything we want to. But you see, God's day is coming. The Bible said in Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed unto man once to die, but then after death, the judgment. And then he began to reason also, because you see, Paul had no respecter of person in his preaching. For the word of God does not have a respecter of person. Felix, you're lost. Pharaohs are lost. Men and women are lost without God. Every man that stands at the judgment seat of Christ cannot say that they were good enough, that they did think good deeds in their life, and they had everything and anything that it would take to save a man, except they did not have the repenting spirit. So Paul had no respecter of person. Paul, just because Felix had the authority and the power to even release him from prison, he was still not willing to compromise the gospel of Jesus Christ. I sing a song sometime called "The Ground is Level at the Foot of the Cross." The rich man stands there, and also the pauper stands there, because every man will have to give an account to God. The Bible said there is none right, no, not one, because our righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees. So as Paul began to reason with Felix, he said, "Felix, you're right. You're right in your own eyes, but you're wrong in God's eyes." And then he began to talk to him about his situation. Paul, in his preaching, aimed at the conscience to lead them to the place that they could see their own sin. And that's what preaching is all about. We don't need to get up and tell people that how big a sinner they are. The message should lead our conscience to the realization that we've all sinned. We've all come short to the glory of God. We need to tell men and women that God made man right in God's sight through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. Not by his own doings, not by his own good, because there is none good according to the Bible. Our goodness is as filthy rags in the nostrils of an almighty God. So you see, our righteousness is not any good. We say, well, we have rights. Your rights need to be nailed to the cross. Jesus Christ took your rights to Calvary. Now the only right you have is the righteousness of God. And righteousness of God has been imputed to man, not because of what you've done right, but of what God did right. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then Paul began to preach about temperance, out of control. Paul referred to the saving of Christ and to the saving of the soul above his own safety. He was so caught up in the message of Christ that he did not care about his own life. He said, "For me to die would be gain, but to live would be Christ." In other words, Paul was a servant of Christ. He was not going to compromise the gospel. He was not going to compromise even before Felix. Felix had the power. Felix had the authority. But you see, Paul was serving one who had a greater power and a greater authority. And he said, "Felix, it's temperance. You're out of control." And today, it's very obvious. This whole world is out of control. We've lost the real meaning of sin. We've lost the real meaning of the judgment of God. We've lost the real meaning of what it means to be right with our fellow man. We've lost the old time religion of where that men would rear back and sing the song that my daddy used to sing. And he said, "If it's good for Paul and Silas, it's good enough for me. If it's good when the world is on fire, it's good enough for me." He was talking about the old time religion. And America needs to get back to the old-time religion. We're out of control. We're like a train, according to a song, going down the wrong track. We need America back, according to one of the songwriters. You see, we need to stand for the cause of Christ. We're out of control. America is out of control. And then Paul said there is judgment to come. Paul was willing to run the hazard in his work for the cause of Christ. You see, in 1 Peter 4:17, notice what the Bible said. The Bible said, "For the time has come for judgment, and it must begin first among God's own children. And if even we who are Christians must be judged, what terrible fate awaits those who have never believed in the Lord. If the righteous barely be saved, or scarcely be saved, what chance will the ungodly have? If you've never confessed Christ, I say you do. I not only say you do, but God says you do. The Bible says you do. So Paul said, I want to speak to you, Felix, about righteousness and of temperance and the judgments to come. So this preacher stands at the mic today, and by the means of radio, the miracle of radio, I'm reaching across the airways. I'm saying to you, sir, are you out of control? I have reasoned with you. I have told you that your righteousness is not good enough. We will stand before the judgment of Christ. And there the Bible said we'll have to give a deed for, we'll have to give an account for every deed that's done in this body. And you know, through the blood of Jesus Christ, right now you can confess your sin. And the Bible said if we confess, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There's no reason today for a man to be lost, because God sent His only begotten Son that we might have life and have it more abundantly. But you see, it takes repentance. It takes turning from the old paths. It takes turning our back on sin, turning our back upon ourselves, and turning to Christ. The only hope of salvation is Jesus Christ. Are you a Felix today? Are you reasoning about the faith of Christ? Sir, there is no reason to be dumb. You're not going to be lost tomorrow. If you haven't confessed Christ, you're lost today. And being lost today means that you will face judgment today, not tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation, not tomorrow. To put it off is to procrastinate, to say, I have more time. I'll just wait for a more convenient season. Sir, it may not come. Men die. Young men die. Middle-aged people die. Old-aged people die. But we all must die. The Bible said that it's appointed unto us once to die, but after death the judgment. And as the tree falleth, so shall it lie. I plead with you today, as Paul pleaded with Felix that day, turn to God before it's everlasting too late.
It seems like forever, and your nights of confusion, they've been oh so long. Your ship has lost anchor, and the storm's got you drifting, but the night's almost over. So ride out your storm, ride out your storm. God's right there with you, though you may not feel Him. You're never alone. You're hurting now, the morning is coming. Hold on to Jesus. Ride out your storm. I'll never forsake you, though the waters be raging, they'll do you no harm. Don't give up the battle, for your answer is coming. Hold on to Jesus, ride out your storm, ride out your storm. God's right there with you.
can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounds, Box 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounds, 4622, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.
Wretched lives are oh so sad to see. Those who live in misery, but in heaven.